With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Russia conducting a massive attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure, firing some 200 missiles and drones. That barrage left a million households without power. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has chosen a retired three-star general to serve as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia.
Keith Kellogg has long been Trump's top advisor on defense issues, having served as national security advisor to former Vice President Pence and chief of staff of the National Security Council. He will step into the role as special envoy as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third year in February. Trump has criticized the billions of dollars the Biden administration has spent in supporting Ukraine, and Kellogg has said bringing the war to a close will require strong America First leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, one of Denmark's largest cell phone networks suffering severe outages, preventing people from contacting emergency services and forcing at least one hospital to reduce care.
The network provider, TDC Net, said the problems were likely due to an update carried out recently, and it had no reason to believe the disruptions could be due to cyber attacks. It later said operations had returned to normal and the cause of the outage was being investigated. Danish media say the trains and buses in parts of the country also suffered delays due to signaling issues.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting that Danish intelligence agencies could not confirm if the two incidents are related. Canada's antitrust watchdog is suing Google, that over alleged anti-competitive conduct in the tech giant's online advertising business. Canadians say they want the company to sell off two of its services and then pay a penalty. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts man has pled guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. John Reardon pleading guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. He is facing a maximum penalty of 30 years behind bars and a fine up to $750,000. This is SRN News. Black Friday has changed dramatically over the years. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
Many people like Caitlin Bowen in Dallas just like the tradition.
I did it when I was little with my mom, and I always go out with friends or family to do Black Friday shopping.
But Black Friday is now more of a season than just one day. Holly Cortero is a spokeswoman for Galleria Dallas.
Retailers are offering discounts for longer periods of time on more broad range of merchandise. So, you know, you can get those deals. You don't have to fight for them. They're there for the taking.
Analysts envision a solid holiday shopping season, but perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street, of course, closed today because of Thanksgiving. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 128 points. NASDAQ was off 115. Tomorrow, just a half day of trading. More details at srnnews.com.